Welcome back, everybody, to a brand new episode of All Gas, No Trash. Take two for the intro, because I'm Josh, and he's good buddy Adam, and he just can't stop saying the cuss words.
Yep, I can't. You think that with us doing this No Curse Minute, we would...
Sponsored by Game Rage Magazine, of course.
You think we would be able to stop with the cursing.
You would.
Somehow, we find new ways to keep... Not only keep doing it, but also fucking railing our podcast with the F-bombs.
Yeah, and... You know, maybe we should get one of those, like, yardstick rulers, and just whoever says it just gets beat with it. Like, if somebody does it, you just get beat. Like, that's... And you do it live on the next read-through.
Yeah.
And you can't curse while getting beat. That's like, the punishment.
Or we get one of those, like, those hand zapper things. So we shake somebody, and then we just...
Those it looks like a tennis racket, but it's electrified to kill, like, bugs.
Oh, the fly swatters? Yeah.
You just get hit with that.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me. Anyways, all right. Well, that's the end of that.
Yeah, we made it through the no curse minute.
The no curse minute.
Yeah.
What the fuck are we about to listen to today, good buddy?
All right. So, in the past, we've talked about this soul artist from Australia named Don West, who looks like he looks like a Australian version of Johnny Bravo. Suave looking motherfucker, jacked as all fuck. Looks pretty built. He's a pretty built dude, and you know, it just so happens to be amongst the many blessings that he's had in his life, he also can sing. So
yeah, what an asshole.
Yeah.
What a real fucking asshole. The audacity of this fucking guy to not only have great looks, his breath probably smells great at all times.
Yeah, it smells like fucking cherry wood bark or something.
He probably smells his body. His BO is probably like Old Spice. Yeah. All right. And on top of that, he can fucking sing.
Yeah,
man.
I don't know if God exists, but clearly he has favorites.
Oh yeah. And we ain't it. All right. Jesus.
We were the ones that were left behind.
Yeah.
So there's a interesting tidbit that I happened to stumble upon. You know, I was looking for new info to impart on you as far as Don West goes. So I don't know if this is exclusive to him when it comes to working in the Americas, like North and South America, or if this is just his booking agency across the board. But I recently found out, and I don't know how long this has been a thing, but Don West has signed a Team Wasserman, which is, it's one of the biggest agencies out there. And man, when we're talking about somebody that's signed to a powerhouse and what that can mean for the future, you could bet your fucking bottom dollar that motherfucker is going to be on every festival. He's going to be goddamn everywhere. So a nice little tidbit of information for those that are interested in anybody that's in the music industry that wants to book him. Well, fuck, good luck trying to, because it's going to be a pretty penny.
You know, I have to say, I really am rooting against this guy now. I really hope he fails. I cannot abide this.
Yeah. Well.
Anyways, well, what's this new fucking song? Send It Back.
Yeah. So we're gonna listen to.
Probably has racial undertones to it, I would imagine.
I don't know about that, but we're gonna listen to Send It Back, the latest track from his discography.
Probably about. He probably wants to send the Aboriginals back to their place.
No, like I don't.
Yeah,
say
let's listen to it and see what it says.
No, I don't think it does.
I'm going to find a way to make this bad, all right?
No, I hope it's about sending soup back or something, or sending a salad back because he found a...
What if he just straight starts saying a bunch of racist shit? That would be the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. That would be hilarious. Anyways, all right, go ahead.
No, that's it. So,
all right, so here we go. So as is per tradition, fire up your Google image, reverse image searches, your catfish detectors, because this guy might be a catfish. I don't know. Let's call that dude from that catfish show and see if he can find out about this.
Isn't that show just called Catfish?
Yeah, that's why I said that catfish show.
Okay.
Anyways, let's call that guy.
Neve?
Yeah. Hey, Neve. we think this guy's a catfish.
Yeah, we have. He's a Giga Chad, and
he can sing. This seems a little fucking fishy right now.
And he contacted us on MySpace. Yeah. Or DMs. We don't know.
Yeah. You know, he's been telling us he loves us, and I don't know about this.
Yeah. And then he told me to send $20,000.
And we did, and he didn't even show up to meet us at the airport.
Yeah.
Fucking asshole. Anyways, all right.
And now we got to listen to his song.
Yeah. Fuck. All right. Here we go. Look up Don West, send it back. Don West sounds like a fucking NFL coach. Like, that's like, watch, we find out he's going to be the next fucking head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Like, that's going to be the new thing.
It has like that same ring as Vince Lombardi.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
God damn it. All right, here we go. All right, that was Send It Back by Don West. All right. I bet we're going to find out that in addition to the singing of the song, we're going to find out that he plays every single instrument on this track. He probably also does all the backup vocals himself. His shows are just him. It's just him. He's got a mic on every instrument, and he just stands there and he just fucking does. It's like a one-man show.
He's also the master of time and reality, so he can play all 9 instruments.
At the same time.
Yeah. He's basically Dr. Manhattan. And
yeah.
He has the build of Dr. Manhattan because...
He probably has a giant blue dick, too. Yeah. Yeah. Like, just to cap it off, just add insult to injury.
Yeah.
Man. Fuck, I hate that I like that. God damn it. Yep. I really wanted to hate this.
Yeah, man, I might say that was
a certified hood classic right there.
Yeah, that's a fucking banging track. Like, that might be one of his best ones yet.
I think that's the best song we listened to of his for sure.
Yeah, I mean, every bit of it. I can't make out the lyrics because like I have audio dyslexia.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm making that up, if that's even a real thing, but I'm just saying I have audio dyslexia.
Well, I mean, it's confirmed you do have echolalia. So like I imagine that you probably have audio dyslexia.
Yeah, but man, like every part of that song was enjoyable. Like the instrumental portion, you know, they even have like the falsetto backup vocals. I don't know if that's him or not, but. If it is, that is pretty impressive. Like he can do like the higher notes and then the lower notes. Cause and he also has like this really raspy voice that I think is capable of creating the 8th ocean in the entire world and possibly flooding the world for the second time. Because all the women that are going to be cooming over the song.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. That's yeah. Yeah, that's definitely.
You might even call it the Coomer Ocean, dude, or like the Coomer Lake. Sea. Yeah, the Coomer Sea.
The Coomer Sea. The Sea of Coomer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right about that. I need to find a flaw from this guy. I need to find what he does not want the world to know about. So I will be doing a CIA deep dive. I will be going through his trash. he better be shredding all of his shit real good because I'll be putting that shit together. Like the goddamn FBI.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna find something.
You know what it's gonna be? It's gonna be that he's sensitive and like, cause you know.
And he also loves to talk about his feelings. I'm sure. Like, goddamn.
It's gonna be like one of those interview answers where people tell you, "Oh,
my biggest flaw is
penmanship is shitty."
No, it's I care too much.
Yeah. I care too much. Yeah. Yeah. Don West is too sensitive. And then every woman just swooned right now.
Oh, yeah.
And just cooned their pants.
No, they're all pregnant. They're just all pregnant. Like, yeah. Don West is going to be the Genghis Khan of our era. And 1,000 years from now, 22% of the world will have his DNA in
it. And he didn't even lay pipe down. Nope, he just started making music and everybody was pregnant.
Got everybody knocked up.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're going to have to really get fucking Elon or Jeff Bezos getting us to Mars because we're going to run out of room on this planet.
Yeah.
If this dude keeps making songs. Fuck.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Well, anyways, GG's.
GG's.
Check out the tracks. Send it back. Follow him on Instagram. I think it's just Don West Music. And regardless of whether I actually know the tag or not, you can look it up on Google and follow him. And you can coom your pants, too.
Oh, also, if you have any dirt on him, send it to the DMs at Game Rage Magazine, because I want to know pictures, videos, anything negative. I need to find his flaw.
And right? just to be forthcoming, if we have the opportunity to book him, we're not paying the Wasserman fees. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, no, fuck that. All right. He's going to do this out of the kindness of his heart. Yeah. Right? And he probably will because he's probably a really nice guy, too. Yeah. God damn it.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right. That'll be the end of it. Goodbye.